playing heavier than what the book said. I was at like 240 on game days.
Alabama defensive tackle Jaron Reed, podium C.
Say that again.
Alabama defensive tackle Jaron Reed, podium C.
How do you explain that your production wasn't maybe what it should have been?
I'll say on some of the plays, some plays I could have made, and some plays I set it up for my teammates can make. So I was happy all in all. That's one of my best friends. He was one of my best friends in college. I'm really glad that we are going through the combine experience together. It's been fun.
You said he was laughing because his arm was stretching out a little longer than yours.
Oh, yeah, he likes to compete with me. We like to compete with each other. And, yeah, I was pretty upset that his arms was longer than mine.
You got him in the high school,
right? Yeah, yes, sir. I talked to multiple teams. They see me as a pass rusher, but some teams also see me playing inside linebacker too as well. We played 3-4. That's what we was based off, but most teams we play a nickel package. I talked to multiple teams. I believe I've talked to a couple of people that represent the Bills. Probably my speed. I can use my speed to beat tackles. That probably will translate well.
How do you react when teams say they want you on the inside?
I mean, I love football. I play anywhere the coach wants me to play. Say what now? Big strength of my game would be my speed. A weakness would probably be me having more than one pass rush move. I feel like I can work on it and come up with a new move that I can go to rather than just using speed. Yes, sir. I definitely believe that I can stay on the field with my versatility. Yes, sir. I do believe that. We talked a little bit about that, me playing inside, then on third down, going to an outside linebacker role and rushing the pass.
What would it mean to you
It'll feel good, like if any other team drafted me. I'm going to still be happy regardless of which team I land to. It's not difficult because I want to win the game no matter what. So I use that as my motivation to keep going on every snap.
What do you have to do to bring that level of intensity every single snap?
It's me wanting to get my team off the field, helping my team get off the field. I try my best to make plays to get us off the field for the offense can get back on the field. My personal goal was to weigh in at in the 240s.
Louisiana State linebacker Deion Jones, table five.
And my personal, my other personal goal is to run a pretty fast 40 time. We'll see. It wasn't even shocking to me because I see it every day at practice. I knew he was pretty fast. He did good at the combine. I'll probably catch him. He running laterally. I catch him, but I don't know about as far as him running vertical.
How do you feel your pass coverage skills have improved over the last 2 years?
They've improved a lot. It came from Coach Pruitt helping me learn the different coverages and learning how to set myself up in the right position to make plays on receivers.
Will, that's a strength or weakness right now?
I definitely believe it's a strength for me being able to just cover guys. I feel like teams can use that in me.
Western Kentucky tight end Tyler Higbee, table one.
It's a week by week thing. You got to come every week in the SEC in order to keep winning. You can't slip up because you can get knocked off. Say what now?
Virginia Tech tight end Ryan Malik, table three. Virginia Tech tight end Ryan Malik, table three.
Learning how to be a pro. I got to get into a team, get around the guys, and learn how to be a pro.
Did you hear anything from Marlowe or Alco Creek, those guys? Did they reach out to you before this?
I talked to Damian Swan. He gave me some pointers on the combine. Told me to do my thing and represent the G well.